理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 47 Surprising News. One morning, about the beginning of November, Eliza Millward came to visit my sister with news regarding Mrs. Graham. She looked quite pleased to see how surprised and worried I looked when she spoke the name.
Well, perhaps you know already that Mrs. Graham's husband is not really dead, and that she had run away from him.But perhaps you did not know that she has gone back to him again. I heard the news this morning from Mr. Lawrence's servant.
I immediately left to see Mr. Lawrence. Perhaps her husband had discovered where she was and forced her to return to Grassdale. I had to speak to Mr. Lawrence to find out.
Is your sister gone?
I asked as I entered the house.
Yes, she's gone,
he responded calmly. She returned to Grassdale Manor. Mr. Huntington is ill. He has no one else to care for him. Miss Myers had left quite a long time ago, and the nurses hired to care for him do little to help him. He became ill after he fell from his horse while hunting. Here.She has written me a letter since returning to Grassdale. And he gave me the letter to read. In the letter, she explained that Mr. Huntington was very ill, but not dying. His health has improved since she had arrived to care for him. When she first arrived, he could not stay awake for long periods of time, and did not realize his wife, Mrs. Huntington, had returned to care for him.When he discovered that she had, indeed, returned, he demanded to see his son. She calmly informed him that he could see his son after he signed an agreement to promise that she could leave with her son if she could not bear living with him any longer. At first, he said he would sign the agreement later, but he needed to see his son. She refused.Telling him that he must first sign. Eventually, he signed the paper, and little Arthur was brought into the room. He had not seen his father for over a year and was a bit afraid, seeing his father so ill. Mr. Huntington declared that I had made the child hate him. I requested that Mr. Lawrence write to ask for permission to tell my mother and sister about her story.So they will know the reason for leaving her husband. He agreed. Chapter 48 More News 5 or 6 days after this, Mr. Lawrence came for a visit. As soon as we were alone, I asked him about his sister. He gave me a letter he had received from her that day. In the letter,She mentioned that I may explain her story to my mother and sister, but quite briefly. She said nothing more about me. In the letter, she said that her husband's health has improved, although he is not allowed to drink liquor, which quite upsets him, as he usually drinks great amounts of wine during and after his meals. He is not quite content with his wife nearby,and becomes quite upset if she leaves his bedside. He fears upsetting her and worries that she will again leave him when he recovers from his illness. She has promised that she will not leave if he behaves well. He, of course, declares that he will never hurt her again, but she knows not to trust his words. She has seen Esther Hargrave,who has become an elegant, beautiful young woman. She has still not found a suitable husband, although there are several men interested in her. Her mother and brother are quite upset with her for not quickly choosing a wealthy husband. I told my mother and sister of Mrs. Huntington's secret, and they were both delighted to hear it. Although...They both felt guilty for not being more friendly to my dear Helen. My sister immediately left to tell the Millwards and the Wilsons. Mary Millward was pleased as well to hear the news. Perhaps I should tell you now, as I do not know when I will speak of Mary Millward again. She and Richard Wilson had secretly planned to marry. Eventually, they happily married, and he became the minister of the town. Her sister, Eliza, who I foolishly loved for a short time, married a wealthy tradesman and moved away. I have not spoken with her for many years. Miss Wilson was upset that Mr. Lawrence was no longer interested in her. She never did find a wealthy husband to marry. When her mother died, she moved away, living alone, bitter about her life. Chapter 49. Waiting. I continued to visit Mr. Lawrence. We seldom talked about Mrs. Huntington, although I always mentioned her, hoping that he would have some news about my dear Helen. Lately, Mr. Huntington's health has worsened, as he continues to drink great amounts of wine. So his health suffers, although he fears death more often. Mr. and Mrs. Hattersley came for a visit. All of Mr. Huntington's other friends have stopped speaking to him. Mr. Hattersley greatly regrets his past ungentlemanly behavior. He has since become an excellent husband and father, attending to their business affairs and children with great love. Millicent is delighted with her husband's change. Soon after the Hattersleys arrived, Mr. Huntington's health became much worse. He remarked that the great pain he felt was gone. Mrs. Huntington was alarmed. The doctor informed her that if the pain was gone, he would soon die. Mr. Huntington became more anxious at the thought of his death. On December 5th, Mr. Huntington died. His wife stayed with him all through the night. "Pray for me, Helen," he said before he died. Chapter 50. Doubts and Disappointments. Frederick Lawrence soon left for Grassdale to attend Mr. Huntington's funeral. I still loved Helen, but promised to wait another 10 weeks before I would write to her. It still had not been 6 months since I last spoke to her. There is quite a difference between Mrs. Huntington, the lady of Grassdale Manor, and Mrs. Graham, the artist, the tenant of Wildfell Hall. Perhaps she no longer was in love with me. Mr. Lawrence returned 10 or 12 days later and did not write to me while he was away. I waited impatiently for him to return to find out how my dear Helen was. And when he did return, he only told me that she was tired after caring for her ill husband for so many months. I greatly feared that my dear Helen had forgotten me. But what should I do? I would wait for another 10 weeks, then write to her. Soon after the death of her husband, her aunt requested that she go to Stanningley, as her uncle was rather ill. Her uncle died a short time after her arrival. She planned to stay there for some time to comfort her dear aunt. Lawrence did not know when she would return to Grassdale. The next time, in early June, I saw Lawrence. He came for a visit, quite unusual, as I was usually the one to visit him. He informed me that he was soon leaving for Grassdale to visit his sister. "To Grassdale? Is she there, then?" I asked in surprise. "Yes, but in a day or two she and I will leave with her aunt to vacation at the seaside." Lawrence seemed to expect me to ask him to give her a message for me, but I said nothing. After he left, however, I regretted my decision. Now it was too late. He did not return till the end of August, He wrote to me 2 or 3 times while he was gone, but said little about my dear Helen. I decided I would write to her after her return to Grassdale, where she would be alone. In one of his letters, he mentioned Lord and Lady Lowborough, who have recently divorced. Lady Lowborough ran away with another man. Her husband was quite angry and finally decided to obtain a divorce. No one has heard from Lady Lowborough since she left. But Lord Lowborough fell in love with another woman, quite plain and older. Others said he was a fool for marrying such an ordinary woman with little wealth. He refused to listen to others. He was in love with her as she was with him. She became an excellent mother to their children. They have been married happily since. Grimsby, however, continued his terrible habits of drinking and going wild in London. One night, he died after fighting with one of his drinking friends. Mr. Hattersley was quite frightened after seeing his friend Huntington die and was determined to be a better husband and father. He lived in the country with his wife and many children. Mrs. Hattersley is quite content with her gentleman husband and their children.